Welcome to the Australian Community. The Australian Community is a 501c3 public charity, and its mission is to connect Australians living in the US through social, professional, and charitable initiatives. This podcast is one in a series where we are talking to members of the Australian community about overcoming the challenges of living and working in the United States. We are here at Hudson Yards with Nathan Subramanian, having a coffee and a conversation. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me, James. I'm excited to be here.
As we always do with these conversations, we start off with, where were you born and raised in Australia?
So I was born in Perth. I grew up in Netherlands, which is in the western suburbs near Cottesloe Beach. And I spent my whole life there, went to university, went to law school there. And then I moved straight after uni to start work in Melbourne. And I lived in Melbourne for about 6 years before moving to New York City in 2012.
So what did you do in Melbourne before moving to New York?
So I worked at a few places. I started off in consulting at KPMG and pivoted only after a year to the Coles Group. And I spent many years working at Coles, you know, back when it was part of the largest retail conglomerate there. So I loved working at Coles because it was a transformational period where the company was turning itself around, launching a lot of really exciting marketing campaigns, and I had a great opportunity to sort of lead at a time when Coles was doing very, very well and really exciting stuff.
You joined the community back in early 2012.
Yes, in August 2012, pretty much within a week of me moving here.
Exactly. So Nathan has been through what we call the expat continuum, where you start off where you're unconsciously incompetent. In other words, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Through to, hopefully, unconscious competence.
Yes.
Where New York is no dramas at all. I know everything and what I need to do. What was the thought process behind moving from comfortable life in Melbourne to the unknown of New York?
Yeah, so Melbourne, being one of the most livable cities in the world, was, I had a great time living there. I did go to New York 2 times before I moved here. So when I finished uni in 2006, I did a round the world trip and I went to New York and spent a whole week here and spent a month in the US. Then I came back in 2009, spent a month in the US, a week in New York again. And it's somewhere where I thought I would love to live there at some point. I was just waiting for the right time to move. And so for me, I did some research and I learned about the Green Card Diversity Lottery. So I put in an application to the Green Card Diversity Lottery. I won the first time, so I consider myself very lucky. And once you win the green card, you go through a process where you get selected to have an interview at the US Consulate in Sydney. And once you have all the paperwork approved, you actually have to move within 6 months. So there's a very defined period that led me to moving in August of 2012.
As with everyone who's ever moved to New York, you're standing at the carousel at JFK Airport, waiting for your second bag to come down the chute, right? And you're thinking to yourself, what have I done?
Yeah. Yes, I remember I was jet lagged. I landed in the middle of a very hot and humid summer's day. And fortunately, I had a few friends from Australia who already lived here. So I just needed somewhere to crash for the first day. So I had some good friends who were living in, I think, Midtown East at the time. And I had an Airbnb lined up for myself in the Upper East Side for the first 6 weeks. I had to quit my job in Australia, and I moved here without a job.
Obviously, a lot of Australians come to the US looking for work. Can you share some of your experience, the pluses and minuses, or the ups and downs of finding work in New York?
Where possible, try and find some Americans back in Australia before you even get here. So when I was at Coles, being one of the largest companies in Australia and having a lot of international expats, I found a couple of Americans to have a conversation with in advance to sort of help set my expectations of, you know, what it's like in New York City. One of them did live in San Francisco and one of them lived in New York. So I had a pretty good perspective coming in. And then also, you know, making sure that, you know, you're realistic about how long it takes to find a job here. Most people that I know, including myself, it took me a good 6 months to find something that I was really happy with. and some people think they can move here and find a job in a few weeks. And the reality is that's not the case for most people. Some people are very lucky that they're in an industry that, you know, hires a lot and has a lot of transferable skills. People who move here for ad agencies or certain finance roles, tech roles, you know, some people can find roles very quickly, but a lot of the times, like the interview process, you know, takes a lot of time. In the US, they'll have you meet many people. You know, I was meeting sometimes up to 9 people as part of the interview process. And so it just takes time. So make sure that you're mentally prepared that it'll take a while to have that sort of persistence. Financially, set yourself up for that.
We cover a lot of those topics in our book, Moving to the US for Aussies, on our website. But Nathan, you have both a marketing degree and a law degree. Some of the feedback we get is that Americans are very much focused on your degree. So do you feel that having 2 degrees as opposed to 1 was an advantage?
Yes, I think it definitely piqued a lot of people's interest. It's very common here, as we know, for people to have master's degrees is very standard and commonplace, whereas it's less so in Australia.
How did you hear about our organization?
I did some research before I came over here. So I was looking up, you know, what Australian communities exist in New York that I can find an immediate bond with and find sort of that extra support. And the Australian community came up, so it was on my radar week one to make sure that I connected with you, with the Australian community.
Now I am taking notes of Google keywords here. This is very important.
Great digital marketing tip right there.
I remember that night you came and you told you had a green card and you were looking for work. You've also seen our organization grow and mature as well. So Australian community version 1.0, you know, circa 2012 versus the Australian community version, say 3.0, circa 2019. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your impressions of our organization?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it started off at the very sort of grassroots, networking level, like social engagement. And it was really about just, you know, grabbing a drink with your mates, basically, which I thought was fantastic and served, you know, it still serves a very important purpose. I've been very thrilled to see it evolve over time to be even more and to host a whole range of events that span a lot of iconic Australian celebrations like Australia Day, Anzac Day. And also it's, you know, everyone loves to have a drink, but there's also other things like other sort of more networking events. Providing different things or different mechanisms for Australians to connect to New York in a different way. So that's really cool.
It's interesting you say that, because when we sat down and envisioned what this Australian community would be, I think the very first thing we said about it, we have to be social, we have to be professional, but we're also a charity, so there has to be a charitable component as well. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, from a marketing perspective, I really appreciate that, because if your mission statement, which was written in 2012, is highly relevant in 2019, then clearly you got it right from the start.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
Okay. So Nathan, I know you're also very involved in the LGBT community here in New York through your company, and obviously, you know, in your personal life as well. Do you want to talk to about that? You know, what it means, or what an Australian's perspective of the LGBT community and the resources and the types of events that are available to the LGBT community here in New York?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, coming from Australia, I think, you know, Australia is a very diverse and a very open place. So, you know, I was openly gay in Australia, and obviously I'm still openly gay in the US as well. What I notice in Australia, in the workplace, you know, being LGBT is generally very accepted, but it's not necessarily ingrained or celebrated in the workplace. What I noticed in New York very early on is that diversity and inclusion is very advanced in companies and is ingrained into company cultures. So being gay in New York is not just accepted, it's celebrated. And I think that's a really, really cool thing. So being involved in the LGBT steering committee at organizations here in New York, we help make sure that any blind spots that are affecting the LGBT community insofar as their employee experience is really sort of addressed and explored, and any intentions are sort of worked through and helped to, you know, to be resolved. Then there's also the great external part of, you know, being in the LGBT networks, where you get to build your professional network with other LGBT people across other companies and other industries. And there's this shared goal of, you know, we think of it sometimes like frenemies. It's like we're all at different companies, but we have the same common shared goal of ensuring that LGBT people feel included in the workplace. And I think Americans, and especially in New York, do a fantastic job of that.
Now, Nathan, you've been here obviously a few years, and you've, you know, probably accumulated some unnecessary scar tissue along the way. What advice would you give to an Australian who is considering the move to New York?
Moving to New York is not for the faint-hearted. So definitely connect with the Australian community and any other affinity groups that you may have here in New York. So for me, it's finding people that I relate to and connecting with Australians in New York who understand my background from Australia, but then also have learned what they need to do to be successful in this quite different environment. The Australian community and other Australians have been so crucial to the success that I've had here in New York. For me personally, also finding other LGBT people to connect with was also crucial, because there's a lot of LGBT professionals who flock to New York from Australia and from all around the world, and having that extra network and support is, you know, is very, very helpful. And if you have other affinities here in New York that may be represented, reach out to those communities as well and just build your network as fast as you can, and learn and listen to the stories. And I think, you know, take advice on board when you receive it and be open to advice, I think is very helpful. What I will say is, you know, people in New York live very busy lives. So, you know, out of respect, when you do reach out to someone in New York, be very clear with what you want to understand from them. And, you know, I think anything that you can easily Google, just Google it yourself and don't bother the person, because everyone is like running from here to there, catching a flight and what else, whatever else. So I think everyone is open to reach out or connecting people. I'm certainly open myself, and, you know, people reach out to me all the time. Sometimes, you know, I know them, sometimes I don't, and that's absolutely fine. Do some background research, and then, you know, I'm happy to answer, you know, any questions that, you know, that people come to me about.
So on that point, reaching out to people, would you recommend that someone who is still in Australia reach out to someone in America and say, hey, I'm thinking of moving to the US, can you give me advice?
So my view on that, reach out if you know them already or you have a solid connection to that person. Realistically, you may not get many bites back until you're physically in New York, you've got a New York phone number, a New York address, and you're in the right time zone to actually have these conversations. I know some people have had success lining things up. A couple of senior people at Kohl's connected me to Macy's and to Saks Fifth Avenue, to other leaders there to have conversations before I even got here. But that was a solid connection. It wasn't a cold reach out.
But would it be fair to say that you'd already booked your ticket and won your green card before you actually reached out to those people?
Absolutely, correct. Yes. Yes, I already had the plans in motion. I was about to move very imminently.
Because there's a very big difference between I'm thinking of moving to the US and I'm going to be there on Thursday. Do you want to meet for coffee?
Exactly. Absolutely. I think that's an important distinction to make. And it comes back to the people in New York are leading busy lives. You know, I think it's about having respect for people's time. And I think people are more than happy to connect and reach out. And one thing I think New Yorkers do very well, and I think better than Australians, is networking. You know, I think New Yorkers are A-plus networkers. It's a skill you absolutely need to have. And if you don't have it, that's fine. You need to develop it very quickly. And, you know, fortunately for me personally, I enjoy meeting new people. I enjoy networking because I love hearing people's stories and learning about, you know, different people and different industries. And that's something that I personally enjoy. But, you know, for those, networking doesn't come naturally for a lot of Australians, because Australians' natural tendencies is to not overly self-promote. Australians tend to under-promise and over-deliver. So sometimes it's a little bit of shift of mindset to make sure that you promote yourself more. And one of the biggest feedback points I got from one of my leaders in the first company that I worked for here when I worked at MetLife, the big global insurance company, was that I need to self-promote more. And I took that on board and ran with it, but it's something that Americans, it's something that New Yorkers do very well, and it will behoove any Australian who comes to New York to quickly pick up that skill.
Quick question about corporate culture. You're clearly climbing the corporate ladder right now. For someone who maybe listened to this is already here and is maybe at their first on their first D3, so to speak, and they're looking to move up the corporate ladder. Any advice you can offer there?
Yes, definitely network with people within your company, but also get out there and meet people across other companies and other industries. You know, be genuine about it. And I think, you know, people will respond very favorably, but you never know who knows who and who can connect you with who. And it may not be immediate, it may be 3 months down the line, it may be 3 years down the line. But you know, making sure that your name is out there and you leave positive impressions with people, you know, that's key. It's a lot about who you know, more so than what you know, some of the time.
Okay, final question.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree? You don't choose New York, New York chooses you.
100% agree. I think, you know, New York is one of the most rewarding cities in the world, one of the most fun cities in the world. I think it opens up so many opportunities, but it is also one of the toughest cities in the world. So absolutely, New York chooses you.
Look, Nathan, I want to thank you so much for your time and sharing your thoughts over a coffee here at Hudson Yards. And I look forward to catching up, not necessarily over a cup of coffee next time we meet.
Thank you so much. It was so great to see you, James. And I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks, Nathan. Cheers.
To learn more about the Australian community, you can find us on the web, aucommunity.org. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at aucommunity. Or you can like our Facebook page, The Australian Community, or by searching at AU Community.